9 o'clock. And welcome to the Region of Queens Municipality Regular Council, Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. Just a quick change, one change that I wish to note. Agenda 7.1 should be Port Medway Lighthouse Park, and staff are bringing forward for that. That was a print privateer farmers market, should be Port Medway Lighthouse Park. Are there any other changes? Agenda. Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion to accept the agenda as presented. By Councillor Carlton, seconded by Councillor Hawks. All those in favor? Passed. Brighter Days Capital Campaign, Social Regional Health. To welcome Tim O'Regan and Paul Snow. Our presentation table. Quite welcome.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to tell you a little bit about some exciting changes happening at South Shore Regional Hospital over the next few years. My name is Paul Snow, and I'm the chairman of the Pace Setting Committee of the Brighter Days campaign, which is that particular group is responsible for raise donations over $100,000 campaign. And with me is Tim O'Regan, who is one of the co-chairs of the campaign. We're going to short presentation this morning outlining changes that are going to happen in the hospital, talk a little bit about the Brighter Days camp, and how projected. So if you look at the project scope, the size of the hospital will increase by 30% or 48,000 square feet. The overall cost of the project, which is mostly being funded by the provincial government, is $116 million in total. There's going to be a new two-story addition to the hospital, a single-story addition, and two smaller additions for mechanical and electric system. If you look at the project highlights, the current emergency department, and I'm sure many of you have ears, is very busy and is limited by its footprint. And this project will take care of that, as the department will triple in size, and the number of exam rooms will go from 14 to 20, additional space in that area hospital. The addition will also include a new dialysis unit, 12 treatment chairs, a new MRI suite, which is new to the area. And in both these cases, dialysis and the MRI, residents today have to go elsewhere to get those services. They're not available. I think you do have a dialysis unit here, but I think that's the only one in the area. And the population has to go elsewhere, either in the valley or city, get those services. We've also included a new SPECT CT scanner that will provide more effective diagnostic imaging when it's needed. The addition will also allow for weather-protected ambulance bays, systems upgrades, and a new access road for a helipad. Project will take 4 years to complete. It's already started. The road to the helipad was the first phase, and that is now in the process of. To talk a little bit about the campaign itself, the community has been asked to raise $6.6 million to fund the purchase of medical equipment. And I think, as you know, in all these types of projects, the provincial government does request the community to get involved. In case asked to get involved with this amount. David Himmelman and Tim O'Regan are the co-chairs for the campaign committee, and both these people and their families feel committed to the campaign, and they've put their money into it as well, and they've each donated $500,000. That really allowed us to get off to a good start. We're going to have about 100 volunteers from the community work on the campaign, about three different committees that have been set up to help raise the funds in the community. About 100. And the community response in the initial phases has been quite positive, getting a good reception in the community. I think healthcare is an important concern for people in the community, and Tim is now going to talk a little bit about community impact on the community.
Thank you and good morning. We really do appreciate the chance to speak with council today for your consideration as well. Our part of our job in this is to all councils within the catchment area of Social Regional Hospital, and that spans an area of Roberts all the way down to Shelburne, and so we do plan on meeting with each council asks and also just to present so that everyone in the community does know about the project and the impact that we have on the The redevelopment is going to have a very positive impact on top of all the additional services and the equipment. Also going to have a very positive impact. In fact, because of the additional services that this development has, add about 60 to 80 jobs come from all over the region. All know that our had a boost all over Canada, right through area, does put a burden on our services. So it's important that we do our all areas. Construction is also going to have a very positive economic impact, not just with actual project go until we drive through the bulk. So right now we're in the very early stages of the campaign in terms of engaging the community and asking for gifts. ask for smaller donations, and our goal is to really just make sure that everybody in accepting gifts over a period of 5 years palatable for also accept time, accept stocks, bonds, annuities, real estate, other capital property. Currently, where we are asking for larger donations from the many people that have equity stocks. As I mentioned, we are approaching all municipalities with financially and add out. We are here today to respect ask for council's consideration and $1,000 over. That's essentially our presentation. There are very questions that you may have. Over.
Thank you, Tim and Paul. Questions, comments? Councillor Fancy.
Always have questions. One thing that right away when the new work was done down to water, it affected our, it's, as you've mentioned in passing, well, you said, well, there's no dialysis. Well, yes, there is one here at Queen. You said that, okay. Will this in any way affect means that we'll see other things saying, okay, we got the big center, all of a sudden the dialysis goes down there, and we have more traveling to do, and we don't want to take away from what we have.
No, and that's a fair question to ask. We also asked that question. Have been speaking campaign, and we wanted to know the answer to that question. When we asked, told that because of the expanding area, healthcare how. So we've been told that no negative. And what's happening in social regional water is only going to. So province is realizing that it's important to have smaller hospitals in conjunction with and in conjunction with largest hospitals. Have to be able to provide health care at its source. Have regional hospitals. Can never take for granted our social or regional hospital, our regional hospital status. An important component to help health care provided. So it is important to all residents. Particular development does ensure the regional all the services that are provided. Happy Health Services Foundation, money that we're raising sort of separate from else. I can't really answer that question with any amount of accuracy. I haven't actually figured that out. I probably could answer the question after that. But it's very, very efficient because most of the people working, other than the hospital foundation, do have staff. Most of their efforts are sort of active. Yeah. I think their costs are a lot higher, partially because they have lottery. Not doing far more grassroots and raising $100. Most of that $100 is equipment and technology aspect. I can't answer that question myself. I don't. That would be a question probably that accurately. I really can't speak to that. And that was a temporary measure. But I can't say.
And I think expansion in the day surgery at Bridgewater is really only to accommodate
Carlton.
On the Queen's General Hospital Foundation dollars, this one?
It is indeed. Part of the reason why they have very generous how our hospital network important to have services provided in Liverpool as well as Bridgewater hospital supported with equipment and technology, they see it very beneficial to all residents. Big benefit residents of.
Questions or comments? Before I recognize Councillor Fancy again. Councillor Fancy?
I know these aren't your problems or anything, along with the way it is today, of building, of cement and everything. I just got some cement poured in my basement. Well, I had to wait because the overpass was taking all the cement. So all these big projects are going to, in turn, affect out everything else, fires. And we've been trying to find places for call center and things. So the addition of residents and 300 while you're waiting. I don't know where people are going to live. Anything that you fellows are looking at to help out with housing?
No, not directly. I know that it is definitely. I do know that.
It's nice to have a lot more people than think, oh no, gosh, may I hit more where how.
There is an initiative underway to buy temporary housing medical staff. There are a number of opportunities, I think. Thought here is to provide some temporary. That is an initiative.
Well, Paul and Tim, thank you for that. Brighter days are moving ahead. And as you said, and I do believe, strong regional hospital is part of our networks of hospitals. And if we have strong general, then it's important we have regional hospitals travel from here to the city. And despite our political boundaries, we really are the same. And so council will consider your request at a future date. And thank you, and if there's any further questions, we'll reach back.
Yeah, we appreciate support. I did it.
And the foundation don't give their money away willingly, so so that you receive that good show of support from those in the hospital that to our hospital. That in itself.
Thank you very much.
Quite welcome.
Thank you.
Are there any petitions to table today? Public question comment session. Those gallery, please remember to state your name and your civic address, and you have a maximum of 5 minutes. Yes. Nope, no further comment. Just that was just though he intends not leaving there.
No.
And although we all know who you are, your name and civic.
John Robertson.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Also, Canada Day, do you have any celebration?
Yes, and that they're not up yet, but there is a slate of events for Privateer Park. Wrote the afternoon, and there fireworks and an open. And Steve Burns is looking after that, so we'll make note that there needs to be, if there's not already, it may be on our Queens Coast, on the Queens Place Network. But we will, and there's, yes, posters and up in the.
Morning, everyone. McLeod, I live at Seven College. I'm a director with the. In addition to the comment. I want you to public contribution not to budget $5 million based on allocation of surplus funds that have been allocated libraries. It has been a public interest for a new pool several years. Surveys circulated, results are favorable for a new. Aquatic Society have been working very hard, board support, have done their homework, sent it to council, results of, there's a huge financial dollar private donation towards, how often does that happen? Having a pool has earned facility as merit. It would be costly, not only in the construction, outlined by Deborah Spartanelli and council, but also in heat, sodium, other Hover. Council has made a decision to build a new library, owned and maintained by the tax. Is a library in those individuals living in North who want library service, newly furnished mobile library service visits our outlying rural areas. My knowledge has been no public wanting library. Recently, no survey to the public. Council has made a decision to build one. I spoke with interim chief librarian Jeff said the library board did not make a request for the library from the region of administration office last. Like to have a new library? Of course, the answer is yes. But cost, no cost to the library board, not 1 cent to the library. Do not own or do they maintain library building? Province of Nova Scotia contributes dollars for operating libraries, as do municipalities have libraries. That is the day to day operation money only. My point is, why would the municipality surplus dollars to build and maintain a new library for they have surplus could be used for other not only a but other neglected needs. There's also said from request improvements at the region. There are other vacant buildings downtown owned by individuals that could be considered for the library. Region of those building owners while having a library. There are surely other options. I feel that council should continue to work with the Aquatic Societies of a pool and a library together at surely the society.
My name is Jillian Wu. I live at 109 Sand Beach Road, Western Head, and I am one of the members of the Aquatic, a volunteer of the Aquatic Society, where we our mandate is to promote the health and social lives of residents by building or supporting the building of a pool. We've been a group for more than a few years before actually the current place was built. Most often recently because of this $3 million. I don't have to repeat how important certainly the aquatic spot, and how much it will bring social interaction, everything. We know swimming is absolutely a requirement of children, especially how we live close. As in all large projects, there are hurdles. Now, money can hurdle a lot of these hurdles, but of course more is. The reason I'm here today is that across the bay from us, not the bay, across the land from us, Linus Basin, they're making the council rest there like we are here with a presentation to Cornwallis, our current Annapolis County, on their plans, Basin Center. You probably all know this, where they're taking an existing structure and really a remake because everything broke about 2 years ago. And sent a proposal around that they're making now, this day actually, council, about the plans, their aquatic. And what the difference in that plan, or what the strength of their plan, is that it includes shared halls of swimming pool, fitness center, the actual buildings around it, and of course, washrooms, shared walls, shared facility. So one big bathroom, washroom, restroom,
locker room,
rather than separate shared walls, of course, cut down on all the construction. And of course, the same parking lots, so you don't have to rebuild parking lots, and the road access. So this presentation actually outlines all of these, a lot more details, and I'm happy to leave it here. If you the mandate of Basin Center, public health, our mandate, at how to live healthily, having a pool, aquatics, and
Aquatic Society has been offering for a decade. Work with the region and outdoor. The objection all along has been now. However, are aware of resistance both to proposal and to our participants. Have human resources supplement those of funding. At the April 12th council, the minutes reflect there was to be a pool committee terms of reference, similar to the library, but the region staff, that end, society put forward in email a draft of terms of reference that was intended draft starting. We wanted to get the ball rolling. Absolutely no response at email, not even an keep coming to council meetings asking that preliminary steps go. The region does not want our involvement, and that needs to be made explicit, not passively for us to occur. The region does want our involvement. There needs to be by direction. We sincerely hope that a will be struck, that we will be part of it. There needs to be more openness, clarity regarding our involvement. Serve the respect response. What?
Public Libraries are located at 145 Old Road, Liverpool. I just want to clarify, there's been a couple of, when I spoke with McLeod, just a little bit, I'd like to talk a little bit about that. As council well knows, both the current term and beyond, we've been council for libraries for many, many years, so she's just misinterpreted a bit of what I said, that this is a brand new idea for council. And I would think, in Mr. McNeil's defense, that's probably why he offered to us. Certainly my board asking and hoping work for the library, and yes, we did absolutely grasp the opportunity that council so graciously offered to us to start work on that. So it's not that we don't want to help you. We're certainly, we're on the public, have members of the public. Also, we've had numerous members of the public coming to us over the years as we've been at the current library asking. As you all know, we've had multiple physical plant issues there that need to be addressed in the building and no longer sustain what we need. And also part of why we're certainly to help, happy to answer any questions or guide the process. And of course, coming on next week, I'm sure they'll be more than happy. Happy to answer.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? None. Oh, the minutes. Regular council minutes, May 24th. By Councilor Brown, second by Councilor Arrow. All those in favor? So do we have those new? This would just request privateer farmers market. Their request, except perhaps just a one day, or well, we'll find out.
The request came from, actually, we did Privateers Farmers Market at our last meeting. This request is coming from Medway Head Lighthouse Society for waiver of Policy 58, consumption of alcohol in municipal property. So just a little bit of background, we're just getting the paper. My apologies for the mix up. Their Medway Head Lighthouse Society is the annual art show at their house at Fort Medway Lighthouse Park. Happens every year. This year they're open. They took a few years off of serving alcohol at their opening. Back to that this year. So our policy of excuse me. Date of the show, August the 19th. Show runs from the 19th.
They only wish to waive it
for the 19th
for their opening reception. A motion to discuss this. Charlton? Seconded by Council. Any questions, comments? Oh, Councilor Brown?
Yes.
Questions or comments? And I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Opposed? Carried. 7.2, library site selection. There is a recommendation package. Questions, comments? Counselor Fancy.
First off, does somebody want to explain why? And
well, okay, so the background paper is here, but for those who do not have the paper, for those who are watching and reading, the library steering committee came up with a list of things that they would like to see for a site. They wanted accessibility, they wanted green space, they wanted room, they wanted lighting, they wanted safety, they wanted security, they wanted a variety of matters. So they were presented with 8 potential sites within the Liverpool area, some of them private, some of them municipally owned, that fit within the criteria. Some of them didn't meet all of the criteria, but they just gathered as many private and public sites as possible. Committee met, they discussed all of the sites, and it was their unanimous decision that one location suited all of their criteria, and that one location being available lands at, hence recommendation from us. That answer your question?
So then everybody else knows why, but that was selected.
Right. Further? Sorry.
Okay, yes. I think the library committee do a lot of hard work and put a lot of great effort into this. But their thoughts are, I think it's definitely a great project. I mean, it's nice to have that. But it was definitely not my first choice for how we would spend the $3 million, which we had available. But, you know, it's being part of the council and it's voted for all. With that part of it. But going back to something else we had on a discussion of council was the initial discussion of library at least looked at. It was never as a council had a discussion on that. So I think we're kind of putting the cart before the horse. That's my point of view, because I know the library committee came back and said that they didn't think it was feasible. They are the library council would have to make that decision. Money was much into where we are right now is that we've gone ahead and chosen a site, haven't even discussed if a library is I'd like to have the library committee. I think the library committee was a thing to have somebody give your background. The same thing as having a pool committee gives you background, able to help decision making. I think fantastic things to have, but still back to the council. Never brought there. It was made by library committee that did not do that. That's not the proper brought back. Council's responsibility determined if the ability study to find out if library work haven't done. We're just ignoring that and going determine the site. I think it's altogether wrong. Don't see things. Already had discussion here 3 times. Having a look at it may not work, but I think we're going past it. That here we don't have the staff able to do this, and this thing, but that changed our priorities in the council and the region, what we want to do, or if it's money has to put out. Haven't had that discussion either. But with that being said,
other question, Sir Brown.
may just comment before that. So the committee has already looked at locations in Liverpool and are not recommending any of those. So are there any, the original terms of reference asked for a recommendation from the committee who come forward with a recommendation. So I'd hate to see council send it back to them, them come forward with another recommendation, and then we say, no, that's, we don't like that because of A, B, and C. So are there any other parameters on location? So the recommendation or the motion here is for downtown Liverpool. So for instance, the budget is $3 million. There were some locations in downtown Liverpool, but your budget's probably $4 million or more. So are we okay adding significant budget allocation in downtown Liverpool? Locations of land that's available are very slim down there. And so are we interested in considering expropriation of land if we can't buy a piece down there to put a new, nothing to buy that we need to then take somebody? Or the other part of it is we do have some green space in downtown Liverpool. Are we willing to convert green space park, put the library on a green space, and eliminate park space? So I think there's some considerations that council needs to give direction. This motion is to pass back to the library committee, but the parameters are for whether recommendation action.
Respects, good to know all that, but we still have motion. And if motion were passed back, then I suspect council will have all those questions, apply the library. Refer this back to the library committee, and if that motion passes, then we'll have to do what it takes to apply them with appropriate. The motion to refer, all those in favor? Aye, so it is a defeat. Referral. So we are back. The Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approved the placement of the new Thomas Shaw Library in the Lands Municipality adjacent to the Sledding Hill, the Unsequoia Place Drive, Brooklyn. Other councillors who wish.
Just to clarify, we did have that discussion at the last library steering committee meeting about the library. The comment was made clearly that significant majority of the users of the library drive to the library. The number of people that walk to the library is a much smaller minority as of those that walk or that those that drive. The other aspect of this is we have to remember this is a Queens County library, and we keep talking about on one side of the bridge or the other. If you're in Milton, doesn't matter where the library is, you're going to have to. If you're in Brooklyn, you're going to have to drive. If you're in Caledonia, you're going to have to drive. And so we're really talking about whether we want them one side of Liverpool, the other side of Liverpool. We have to be cognizant that this is a library for 10,000 people, not a library just for Liverpool.
Other comments? Councilor Kidney and then Councilor Romero.
Councilor Fancy, Charlton.
businesses have also table as well. I know this is about the library, but have to have that consideration. Have to think of all of it combined. That's definitely coming up. I don't know if this is the perfect library as well. But yet, thing, I'm not sure.
And I voted against, just because I go back to the original, we need that discussion. But if I was going to say anything on this matter, would remember when we, when the Trestle Trail Bridge did affect a lot of people walked like that. That was a big, big thing. It affected a lot of people not have transportation. Gas prices as they are, such as like that, it's going to be more and more people out without vehicles. More of a detriment, more of an asset. I like where it is. I think that's a great spot where it could be. I think, well, it affects, you know, the whole county, the local people. Don't have to. Saw that with the Trestle Trail Bridge, it really did.
Councilor Brown. difficult that we all have. Everybody in this community goes grocery shop, regardless of, some people maybe sub bank, but go grocery shopping, we'll go to the Dollarama. I think of Dollarama. They're all across the spectrum, from the most impoverished, those with the most money. Grocery stores, children in grocery stores, hired, not hired, established, committee made up of professional library users. I would think that our goal banned library use. Libraries are not much larger service books. Programming, safety program, government way to reach levels of government. Counselor Fancy Russell, a very good safe shortcut from one part of Liverpool to another. Yes, I want a new library. I believe our people serve library services. Yes, I want a new pool, as I think it's important children learn to swim. Important, especially as we age. You have a way to have both. A gift from donors for a hot or a, and we have monies that were given us last year by federal and provincial government that, unlike other municipalities, did not burn it up just because it was given to us. Stuck to our budget. Our budget planning this year committed that money to library. Know our timeline. Heard from our engineering department. Know that within a year, have a library built by January and have our timelines for the expectations of the donor if opened at their timeline. Many people that would benefit from a library skateboard users are free. Playground users are free. The last service we provide, it is Liverpool, though it's in Councillor Merrill's district. Most people consider it Liverpool. Lots of people over there say that low-income people will not go there. I do not think reality. Travel. I really, really council expressed the fact that they won't support it. Think about what to do by not supporting it. Move ahead. Want to move ahead. Want to move to brighter days. A good location. Buy a playground. One of the best going to be in Nova Scotia. Thanks going to use that. People of all ages, of all income level. I can envision a library that has playground programming, that has books about playgrounds. May even capture some of those teens that go to skate parks. Stop in. I sincerely hope that as a counselor, think about what's best for the long-term people who live in Queens County. And that was
right. Don't appreciate it.
monies that we can allocate?
We have Queens County Transit that provides free transportation for people every day of the year.
But not children, not anybody. That was one of the things I was thinking, but Councilor Charlton said that they couldn't do that, so.
But there's nothing to prevent council from providing a grant to County Transit to provide that service. Provide them with $20,000, $28,000 a year. The opportunity to say, we'll give you $40,000 if you provide 1 day a week service or 2 day a week service, pickup, delivery, whatever it's going to be, library and back wherever you need. Because it is a public service, we can always provide additional funding to them to provide a specific service. No different than they do now, like they receive some, I think, the health board funding in the past where they provide a specific service, and that they're hired on a regular basis by people who provide a service, and so there's nothing to prevent council from providing additional grant funding to ask them to provide a specific service.
That is possible.
And I may have misunderstood the question. I assume just if a child and a parent want to go to the library today, is there an opportunity for them through Queens County Transit to do that? And I'm suggesting yes. If you wanted to book it as a massive, like a school bus, I'm not aware of what the rules would be around that and what the size would be. But obviously the schools have access as the school buses.
But my question is, do we have any monies that we could find this twice a month? Recreation.
Not in the recreation stuff, but if council wishes to allocate budget money, or you can.
One more comment. It was not my intention to shame counselors with my comment. I simply expressed my comments on this matter, just as all of you have expressed comments. No way of shaming. All have our thoughts, and I just happen not meant to shame anyone. Simply meant to think about our long-term plans best for the entire community of South. And I just think session on this matter before we make an.
I was discussing something with somebody up at the Milton Post Office the other day. From some reason, the flyers are all over the floor everywhere. I don't know why all these flyers. I talked to the lady who cleans up there, and she said, talk to some of the people, don't take the flyers. Becoming an issue. They don't, that the flyers don't mean anything to them anymore. And so all of a sudden we see that, you know, we have a problem with the with food, money, with gas, with everything else. Anything, if it isn't free, I don't even know what they're going to do, because they moved the post office. I don't know where these flyers are going to go. They're going to go everywhere, all over the ground, if people aren't going to where they're going to be put. Library is one of the last, and a lot of times with free things, are maybe not as privileged to access them. Look at that. That's why we're looking at location too. can't access it, maybe they can't drive, you know. There's all these things we're looking into is part of the problem. I still think, as Councilor Merrill always says, I think if we go to vote, I don't know where it's gonna go, but
no, we gotta vote on the motion. Or is it? Question. I would suggest that the motion gets defeated, that council has a special council meeting sometime and answers those questions, has a discussion about whether they wish to build a library or not and what the parameters would be. Send it back to the advisory committee wouldn't make sense at this point because they don't know what they'd be meeting to discuss.
Okay, 7.3, electoral boundary options.